Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. When Igor Stravinsky's ballet The Rite of Spring premiered in Paris in 1913, the audience rioted. The music was angular and dissonant, and the dance ritualistic and based on pagan myths. A century later, Stravinsky's orchestral score is considered one of the most influential classical works of the 20th century, and the ballet has been restaged innumerable times in more than 60 countries across five continents. But it all began with the ballet Russe, Sergei Diaghilev, Vaslav Nijinsky, and, of course, Stravinsky. Beginning this evening at the Pabst Theater, Milwaukee ballet choreographers Garrett Glassman, Timothy O'Donnell, and Nicole Teague Howell will present reimaginings of three of the most iconic works from the ballet Russe, all set to the music of Stravinsky, The Firebird, Les Noces, and The Rite of Spring. Timothy O'Donnell joins me in the studio now to tell us more.
Firstly, I think it's such a fitting program for Milwaukee Ballet. In the Michael Pink's time alone, we've created 50 original works for the company, which is extraordinary. And that's also really part of the heart and spirit of what the Ballet Russe was all about, just creativity and energy. So for this production, myself, Garrett Glassman, and Nicole Teague Howell have taken an original Ballet Russe piece, and we've tried to reimagine it and create something new from that original work.
So the Ballet Russe was when, in the 1860s?
No, the Ballet Russe was around 1912.
Oh, really?
And
okay.
Pre-war. And then there was a slight break, and the Ballet Russe reformed after that, which is when it eventually came to America. In fact, the Ballet Russe that came to America ended up performing at the Pabst Theater, where we're going to be performing, which is like really, really exciting. There's a picture there on one of the walls.
Of the company
in
that
performing,
time.
Yeah.
Wow. So did the Ballet Russe launch the careers of famous people like Nureyev and that, or is that a different?
Different time. Nureyev was much later. So Nijinsky, who's one of the main characters in my actual reimagining of The Rite of Spring, was probably the most famous dancer to come from the Ballet Russe. But there are countless, and not just dancers, Stravinsky, Picasso. What was amazing about Sergei Diaghilev, who was sort of the, I'm not going to call him the company manager, he ran the Ballet Russe, not from an artistic standpoint, but he collected these phenomenal artists in the world and brought them into this one place where together there was this hub of creativity. So it wasn't just about the dance, it was art in general was being generated through this Ballet Russe.
So was this the famous Rite of Spring that everyone rioted?
This is the very same one.
Do you know why they rioted?
Yes, for the most part, it was a response to the music more so than the dance. Stravinsky's score, which is now looked at as being one of the most extraordinary of the 20th century, at the time, it divided the audience. So the riot wasn't just everybody hating it. It was actually the love and hate and the extreme emotion that went with hearing that music for the first time that caused the uproar.
So hopefully we won't have the same kind of response at the...
No, hopefully. I do actually start my piece with the sound of a riot, though.
Do you?
Yes, I do, because I thought the theater-going crowd and especially the orchestra crowd will probably... Not that my piece is funny, but they'll probably get a laugh out of it.
And they'll understand
it.
They'll get that.
It's a tipping of the hat to the history of, the piece itself.
So when you and your other choreographers look at these iconic, what are now iconic ballets, and try to reimagine them, how do you approach that? Do you look at it as, I want to bounce off it completely and do something different? What is your process?
There are so many different ways. And all three of us, and I love this, just went in entirely different directions. I don't want to speak too much about their work without them here. I can tell you a little bit about it. But myself, I started looking at The Rite of Spring and, of course, started studying The Rite of Spring and the history of it. And then I thought, wow, that's a really interesting story. So I was going to do a Rite of Spring about the making of The Rite of Spring, which then evolved to me making a work about the Ballet Russe and the amazing people who worked there and all the drama attached to that. Garrett's taking Les Noces and he's putting it to the music of Puccinella. And what's interesting, Les Noces was just a Russian folktale about a wedding. There wasn't really much story. And Garrett started thinking more and more deeply about it and then thought it would be amusing and clever to do the night before a wedding, a bachelor party with the men. And it's become such an amazing work. It's so fun to watch. And Nicole has like taken a re-look at the relationships between the people in the Firebird and who they actually are. And she's really explored movement in her work, which I think is great. So the show as a whole just sort of covers whatever you like in dance is sort of in this show, because the three of us have just gone in totally different directions.
Right, yet still having those original pieces as your touchstones.
Oh, 100%. And Garrett's is probably the most abstracted in his, and that's because his the piece he was rethinking was just a wedding.
Like a set piece or something.
It was just so, it was a very, it was an abstract piece even for the day that it was choreographed. So, however, he's taken that theme of how it was being looked at then and wanted to see how we look at it now and what that's become in the 100 years since the Ballet Russe did this work and how we think about it, which I think is, I mean, when he first told me that, I was jealous at how genius that was.
But you have a really good one too. As you were studying it and thinking about how you wanted to create your own work, what did you learn about the Rite of Spring that you didn't know before?
Firstly, it was put off for a while. Stravinsky himself kept putting this idea forward to Diaghilev about wanting, he had this idea for this piece of music, and Diaghilev kept putting it off and saying, no, next year, no, next year. And that went on for a few years. Secondly, it was written in a tiny cabin through the winter, you know, a single room with a piano and a bed and a chair, which visually was also something I wanted to include in my ballet because I thought that was such a great visual, but it didn't make it in the end. Beyond that and the rioting, it's pretty much as far into the Rite of Spring as I actually went. I do know Stravinsky was not particularly happy with Nijinsky's use of the music and didn't think that Nijinsky understood the music the way it was written. And as that came out, nobody seemed to understand the music the way it was written for a very long time, if we even do today.
I know. It is, you know, Stravinsky is more or less mainstream now in classical music, but you listen to that stuff and it's like, wow. Mm. He was going to some really interesting places. Are you using the score or using?
Oh, yeah, the score in its complete form and sequentially how it was written as well.
Okay.
Because funnily enough, because in the score, each movement is named. You know, there's the adoration and all of those things. And it's so funny how that's also almost how the sequence of my ballet has worked in as far as the retelling of the story. You know, just like each scene seems to somehow relate to this original organization of the music and the original naming, but telling a completely different story.
Yeah.
Because once again, the Rite of Spring didn't have that much of a story. Find a young girl, sacrifice a young girl, we're going to get crops. Do you know? I mean...
Yeah, when you sum
honestly,
it up like
yeah,
that.
It was, yes. There was more to it than that, but it was...
But not a lot.
Yeah, it was 18 minutes of, okay, when is she going to die? Because, you know...
Oh,
but
we
now,
know what's happening. We know what's going to come. Yeah,
yeah, but whereas I've used every single piece of the music to tell a different scene and to push this narrative forward, which was much easier because I didn't have to come up with a narrative because it's historical. You know.
Right. And there wasn't much narrative to begin with that you had to push against.
Exactly.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of seeing a dress rehearsal at the Royal Ballet in London of somebody's version. Mm-hmm. I forget whose version of the Rite of Spring, but I had never, with the orchestra, I mean, everybody.
I'm not sure who the Royal Ballet is. I know English National just did it last year as well.
Oh, this was probably almost a decade ago.
Okay.
So I honestly don't remember, but I do remember thinking, ooh, this is really fun. Mm-hmm. I didn't love the production, but I was reminded about how the music is just so astonishing.
It really
is. And the kind of movement that you can do to that.
And that's what's so beautiful, because I was thinking about this in terms of choreographing my own work. The Ballet Russe, when you think about reimagining, they had already reimagined. That's what they did. So it's not like we're going in and have to create abstract new movement, because that's not really what we're doing here. We're retelling and we're reimagining, not to be too on the nose about it, but yeah, we're reimagining these stories, because the Ballet Russe themselves were reimagining dance at the beginning of the last century. So the fact that we're just doing that again is more of a tribute to their history than it is about pushing dance forward necessarily.
Right. They were the sort of the pioneers in modern, you know, what we think of as like the really avant-garde now. That's what they were.
And a lot of their work would still be avant-garde
now.
Today, based on like what people are doing. It's they were really I've heard these wonderful stories that there are scenes where it was kind of like pick your story. So there might be a section where all the girls had to spin in a circle around the stage, and just on the night that maybe there'd be four girls doing it, or maybe 20 of them would be like, that would be fun to do tonight, and they'd just go on stage and do that section. Like there was just this liberation and freedom in the work.
Sort of an anarchy too.
Exactly, yeah. Which we don't even necessarily see anywhere today. Yeah, no.
But you saw that in all of what was going on just before the First World War, and then after mm-hmm. too, because of course that was just such a cataclysmic thing. But you look, and particularly in Russia, like the set designs that were coming out of the teens and into the 20s, they would be, as you said, they would be completely avant-garde today. People yeah. would be like, I don't even know what I'm looking at.
I know. And when yeah. we think about names like Picasso, who did so many of their sets,
yeah.
I mean, most of that stuff was also just trashed. So we think about, you know, we think about these other paintings that he did, even his samples, which sell for so much nowadays. But he was doing enormous large-scale sets for the Ballet Russe. And
wouldn't that be amazing
costumes
to see?
And, oh,
yeah.
I mean, there's some extraordinary books like with imagery out there that I've actually been looking through several at the Pink Zone. Costume, everything, the music, it was just, if I could go back in time, it would definitely be the moment in time I'd want to go back to, at least as an artist. It was just, I'd want to be part of what that was.
Well, it's kind of fun that you're getting to sort of create that now.
Yeah.
Well, Tim, it has been such a pleasure.
It always is.
And
thank you.
Yeah, and best of luck, and hope this goes away soon.
I will be fit as a fiddle by the time the show comes around.
All right, so yeah. we will see you at the show.
Yes.
Timothy O'Donnell is one of three choreographers whose reimagining of original work from the Ballet Russe will be performed at the Pabst Theater beginning this evening. There is a link to more information about Ballet Russe Reimagined at wuwm.com.